to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today we're here with our red wine selection. And this is a wine that we went out about 2 years ago. We was out in Arizona and Sedona and a couple of other areas back there seeing the red rocks. And I wanted to see some vineyards that was out there. And we found this vineyard that I ran into that was called the Oak Creek. What is that? Oak Creek Vineyards and Winery. So, nice little small little winery. Had a couple of different kind of selections that was there. And we made the decision to say, hey, let's get a quick tasting. You know, we paid for the tasting. And then we ran into something that kind of stood out. But this one is a blend. So this is a blend of Zinfandel, Syrah, and Sangiovese. So if you look, let me grab that real quick, you can actually see that. And the higher percentage is that Syrah. See that? That Syrah, and then your Zinfandel, then your Sangiovese. Anything Sangiovese from the United States, they don't have that that spiciness that I really like that comes directly from Italy. So this was a blend that was interesting when we got it. And so we got a 2014 back when we was there for 2016. But this was a nice little winery. We had pictures on it before. But, you know, this was my chance to open it up. We going on, 5 years on this. So what made this one kind of interesting that it had some unique flavors that I just didn't get an opportunity to kind of say, here, okay, let's taste this and let's get a taste from this. So what stood out is the spiciness of it, and it had a flavor that was really, really unique. It had a cinnamon taste. I mean, a cinnamon aroma. But let me grab it real quick. I let it sit again. And I've been drinking it too. It's about a half a bottle left. But let's get a quick whiff of this. And I did it. I got it last night. So what I did, I grabbed the cinnamon. And when I had the cinnamon, I laid the cinnamon out. And I had the cinnamon from one point. And then I turned around and I had the wine. So I took a whiff of the cinnamon and then I took a whiff of the wine.
What I wanted to do. And so, I was telling my wife, do you smell the difference? So she took a whiff of it as well. And she did smell it. She's like, wow, it does have a cinnamon smell to it. But then I said, okay, now let's get the taste, because you got those three different flavors that's in there, high on the Syrah. So with the Syrah, you know, you could get a nice berry fruitier taste and then go from there. So let's get a taste of that. So I do got that kind of those raspberry. I get that raspberry because I had raspberries with my pancakes this morning. So I have a memory of the raspberry, and I wanted it because when I tasted it last night, I was like, hey, baby, give me some raspberries with these pancakes. And you get that raspberry taste, slight berries on that. You do get that heat, a little spiciness, which is cool. It's a decent spice. So this is a nice little complex wine that I'm glad I bought now. And it's from Arizona. And but it's a $30 price point. Is this a $30 price point? My opinion, not really. Not really. I look at this and say, it's a good, to me, this is like an $18 one. But with these small vineyards, you should pay the money at least to get them supported. But it's out of Cornville, Arizona, right outside Sedona. But Cornville, Arizona. And it's the Oak Creek Vineyard and Winery. And we went into the winery and did the tasting. But this is a decent wine. It's really kind of the complexities and the flavors and everything in there. You'll probably really enjoy. I really would like a little more tannin to this. The acidity is there, but not much tannins. But with the fruitiness of the Syrah and the Zinfandel, which are popping fruits with that, I guess you won't get that. But I like a lot of tannins, and I thought the Sangiovese will kind of jump out in that way. But that cinnamon was something really unique. So don't forget that with a $30 price point. I'm going to keep saying that. But anyway, thank you so much, Michael, your bougie black brother. And check us out on urbanwinelife.com and Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads or under the Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. So you can take a look at that. You know, you can see the wine. And I didn't drink all this up. This will probably be done tonight. But you'll be able to get that fire. It's called fire. You know, get that fire up in there. Here's the little details on the back end. Cornville, Arizona, 15 minutes from beautiful Sedona, Arizona, you know, and they got a website, so you can grab that as well. Full body, velvet leaf reds, but I like it. I think it was great. Thought it was a good wine, but is it a repeat buy? For uniqueness, probably. Day to day, hey, let me go out and get something that I really enjoy. Not quite, but really unique, and I kind of enjoyed that. But thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Happy Friday!